Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We turn to John Jansen for life advice, settling of disputes.
Here we go.
Stands in judgment. You can submit your questions. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. John spelled J-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to start this one. We didn't give you any hints, did we?
No, I got no preview.
This one is titled Sick Day.
Oh.
Dear John, I have a steady desk job, 9 to 5 type of thing, but I also work events on the side with my side hustle, catering baked goods. Last week, I got a big order for cupcakes at an event hall, but it ran from 4 to 8 p.m. With prep time, I couldn't do both jobs and decided to call in sick and bake instead. When I talked to my boss, they said, rest up, take as much time off as you need. Well, while I was working the other event, I ran into a group of coworkers from the other job. They all knew that I had called out sick. Should I just fess up and talk to my boss so that they don't find out from these other coworkers? Or do I just continue on like I was sick and hope my coworkers just don't say anything?
I don't like the elephant in the room feeling. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they were not going to tell your boss, but you don't know. And I'm not going to go to them and say, hey, keep it quiet. Like, that makes it even worse. Just tell your boss and live with the consequences. I don't believe you're going to lose your job. So maybe you lose a day's pay. All right, so be it. So you got paid for the other job.
I like that in theory. I like your idea. And I actually do believe it. I don't like that feeling either of like hiding something. I'd rather just be honest. I would have just been honest in the first place and said, hey, look, I've got this great opportunity. Can I take a day off work? I would have just asked for a day off instead of calling and lying and sick in the first place. But let's say I did.
I think forgiveness might be an easier ask than permission, because the boss is going to say, well, you really like your job?
Well, not for me, I don't think so. For me, I lied to you. I called in sick. I would feel so uncomfortable. I probably would just, I'm not going to say anything. And if they say something to me, then I'll bring it up. I think if it was me in this situation, I probably would just
zip it.
Yeah, but then every time your boss walks by, you're like, is he coming to see me?
Yeah, but really only for a day or two, right? After that, it's either...
If he doesn't say anything in a day or two, you're probably
fine. Or the next time you call in sick, he says, are you really sick? I don't know. I just... This would be one where it might actually be better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Maybe. I think you take the PTO on the front end and then you're fine. But if you were in this spot, I think you zip it.
I do too.
I wouldn't say anything. Hmm. This next one's called Loud Noises.
Oh.
Dear John, this is embarrassing, but me and my wife have fallen on some hard times and we had to move in with my brother and his wife just until we get back on our feet. It's been about a month. I don't plan on being here more than 3 or 4. Trust me. My wife and I have high sex drives, and this entire time we've tried to be as quiet as possible when we do it. We've even changed up to middle of the night, early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Says, last week, my sister-in-law confronted me over breakfast saying, quote, you're not as quiet as you think, saying it's disrespectful. They have 2 kids in the house, both under 12. I understand what they're getting at. We're already trying.
Earmuffs.
Do we just have to keep our hands to ourselves until we move? What do we do, John?
Well, I mean, just like parents do, like wait till the kids are out of the house. Wait till you have the house to yourself. Now, it's not going to be as frequent as you probably would like. And if you must, then just be quiet. I mean, you don't have to scream.
That's your advice? You don't want to get more specific than that?
No, I mean, I don't really want to get more specific.
I don't think he needs to.
Yeah, pretty clear there.
The only thing about that is whatever, if you're a screamer or you're not, whatever you are, doesn't it suck to not be you? Like, shouldn't when you have sex, shouldn't you be you?
But this is a little blip in their life. Like, they're just staying at their brother-in-law's or brother's house for a couple months. Like,
so I'm wondering,
once you get your own place, go for it.
Yeah. If this is a short-term fix, then find short-term solutions to the short-term fix, short-term problems. Did the sister-in-law only say it to him?
That's what it says.
Because that's awkward. If
You wish it would have been his brother that would have said something to him?
Yeah.
Sat both of them down?
No, it would be way easier for me to hear it from my brother.
Right.
Dude.
Hey, man,
like,
we
not
heard.
So loud.
Right.
All right, if you're going to do it not so loud, we'd rather not know, we'd rather not the kids know, versus my sister-in-law coming up to me and saying,
so bad.
Wow, you're really loud at it.
The other thing they could do is get a hotel if they...
Yeah, but the reason they're there is because they can't afford rent.
But for a date night...
Do they have a car?
Yeah, exactly.
A car? Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I know. The Shaggin' Wagon.
There are other solutions.
Sure. Yeah.
There's somebody on the staff here at the Odyssey compound that rented a storage unit.
To have sex?
They would go out to eat, and then they'd go there, and then they'd go home because of the kids.
A storage unit?
And they had, they had it pimped out with beds and lighting.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious about this. It was actually, it's actually brilliant if you think about it.
And you're not going to name the name.
No.
I don't know.
No way.
Is this on air or not?
See, you're trying to get to a place.
Yeah, now
I said it's
guessing.
An Odyssey staff member. Okay. You have 7 radio stations with multiple departments.
Okay. Wait, still, are they still on the staff?
Yes.
Do they still have the storage unit?
I don't know.
Huh.
All right. Got time for another one?
All right. This one. Kid's phone. Oh. Dear John, my 11-year-old daughter says her friends have phones and that she needs one. Her older siblings, 15 and 17, both already have phones but didn't get one at her age. I told her that we're not going to give her a phone or social media until she's in high school because we believe it's bad for children. Are we being too strict? Her mom thinks it could be good for emergencies if she had one, but I worry about all the things she'd be exposed to.
It depends on how much freedom the kid has in regards to, are they walking to and from school? Are they going to be on like travel sports teams or travel clubs where they're going to different cities, doing different things on weekends throughout the summer, throughout the school year? Like how much are they away from you would determine what the necessity is. Because even if you decide, okay, we're going to do the phone, there are ways, and the cell phone companies have made it really easy to manage how much they are on social media. You can eliminate social media.
Do they have internet access on these phones? I literally don't have any clue. So you could get a dumb phone?
You could get a dumb phone, yeah, flip phone.
You can still do that.
And then they got to learn how to text the way we did.
ABC,
DVD.
Oh,
man.
Yes. How old were your kids when they got their first phone? Were they all the same age or did it differ for each kid?
It varied a little bit because there was a wrench thrown into our lives with the divorce.
Mm. Okay.
And so that changed the equation a little bit because both of us wanted to still be able to communicate with the kids. Teddy's going to be a little bit of a different case.
Yeah.
Because obviously his siblings are much older. They've all had phones for a while. But here's what I do. Lucy's on a different level now. All the kids at some point hand over their phone and I go through it and I look at their social media and it's like a Snapchat. You can't necessarily see what was on there, but you could see who they're talking to and who their friends are. Find out where they are, Instagram, who's following them, private accounts. But it's also a time limit that you can set on their phones.
It scares me. Social media scares me. Like Emily's two, and you know what she asked for her birthday?
A phone.
A phone.
Sure.
She's two.
What age do you think she'll get one?
In my head, like 13.
In reality?
11. I don't know. Yeah. It does depend on the situation.
On how
she's getting to school and everything
else,
but I don't know.
Different way that they use it. Lucy, at one point, used it a lot, and we had to limit it. Jack almost never uses it.
Right.
And so each one is going to be different. They need to be active. They need to be out doing things. They need to be interacting with their friends in person. And that eliminates the need to communicate via phone.
John's done a really good job getting Jack off the phone.
Yeah,
of course.
I texted you guys that the other day, and I actually ended the text with, yes, I'm laughing at my own text, because I dropped Jack off at school. And then I said, yes, and I am laughing because I just text.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get it.
We got it, John.
Yes. I can't. Sometimes the jokes write themselves, and I can't help but actually laugh at myself.
He's John Jansen. It's Dear John. Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.